Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have young Peter May in. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. Oh, young.
Yes. Well, he's definitely younger than me. Anyway, you've come to tell us about Hollygard and stuff.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Right, well, we're... A lot of our fundraising this year, including fundraising with yourselves sort of thing, has been for the Hollygard Trust and their safety app that we're really trying now to push out across the island, especially as the nights are drawing in now and the clocks will go back. There's a lot of people out on the streets in the darkness. So we want this safety app on everyone's phone.
Okay, and what does it do and how does it work?
Basically, it's an app you download from your relevant thing. It's available on all networks. And it's a safety app that you put on there. And basically, you put in your contacts that you need to be contacted in an emergency. All you literally have to do is shake your phone. A message will go out that you're in trouble to those contacts. With your where you are, it will start recording audio and visual. Even if someone does take your phone from you, that information will be out there.
It'll still be there.
It'll still be there. They could put the phone on the floor. They could smash it to pieces. It's all there. It's in the cloud.
Right.
Everything.
Okay.
So that's the app that we're trying to get out there with the Hollygard Trust.
Yeah.
And get it out right across the island.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
It is. And this works on both Android and Apple phones, I think.
Yeah, it works on all the networks. Yeah.
Okay. And so how hard do you have to shake the phone? I was just thinking, you know.
You can actually set it, so you can set it as to how gentle or how hard you have to do it, sort of thing.
So I was thinking, you don't want too many false alarms, do you?
Drop
your phone on the floor. Whoops!
You can set it, sort of thing. And yeah, it works very well. It's been used in convictions. It's an app that's been developed over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
By Nick Gazzard, who's daughter was actually murdered in a domestic abuse situation.
We met him, didn't we, at the tail show?
That's it, coming to the show. He's been on air with you and talking about it. Very nice family.
Yes.
And spent 11 years putting everything he can into it.
Yeah, good for him.
So you've been raising money to help that along?
Yeah, we've been raising money throughout the year. Most of the money that we've raised has gone to the Hollygard Trust. We've also been involved with, obviously, like yourself, with the 4Ps, and several other charities across the island. We're working this month with the Community Spirited Cafe.
All right, yes.
Down in East Cowes.
Yeah.
We'll be pulling an afternoon tea stunt.
All right.
And with the clocks going back the following week, I am doing a 60-minute treadmill challenge going backwards.
You're out of your skull, aren't you?
Absolutely mad, yes.
And I haven't even practiced yet, but I said I'd do it.
Going backwards, you're going to be facing the wrong way.
We're going to be facing the wrong way,
yeah.
In the hills, so we're going to do that.
Gosh.
And throughout the month, as you've obviously seen sort of thing, we'll be going purple. For every £100 that's raised at my work.
You can see the purple hair.
The purple hair started it off. And for every £100, I'll put something else purple on. So usually by the end of October, I'm fully purple. And if we get to £1,000, I spend the last Friday of the month, which is actually the 31st, so it'll take it right up to the wire. I will do a tire-fitted day in all the purple and the hills.
No, not the hills.
Hills as well.
That'll kill you,
won't it? If you need your tyres done, 31st of October today, out at St Helens.
Book yourself now,
Get yourself booked in for that, and then you can get it done by the man in purple.
But we must say thank you very much indeed for your contribution with the the money. We've bought a computer for the 4Ps, we just had your photo taken with it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Because they needed a new one, so.
Yeah, that's great. It's always great to sort of, like, work with you, and we'll come up with some different stuff for next year. And
it's nice to know your money's gone to a good cause.
It is, yeah. And it's all these small charities. You know, we try and work with all the small charities that haven't got the backing. It's about helping each other.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, half of something is half of something is better than all of nothing.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Well, thank you for all you do, Peter.
No problem at all.
We do appreciate it.
So, you're going to be fully purple by the end of October. I strongly recommend that if you can hang on to get your tyres changed till then. Yeah, get yourself out of
there. You can't do it all in one day.
The first year I done this, I fitted, I think it was 18 tyres. Last year we did 22.
Oh, good Lord.
We shall see what happens. Last year was very painful. It was a long day. So.
I bet it was. Yeah, 22 tyres in one day. That's quite a lot.
We'll see what happens this year. But it's all for a great cause and it raises lots of money and it's different.
This is
excellent,
true.
Excellent stuff.
Thank you,
Peter. I know a lot of these causes are very dear to your heart and you do put in an awful lot of physical effort.
He does,
you,
yes.
If you've ever seen him at something like the county show, that's quite something.
You've got to give people value for money.
They certainly get it from you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.